It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C. with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Wednesday. So happy to be joined by you this morning, and also very excited to welcome live and in person my good friends from the Gulf Coast Kids House, Bradley Sanders and Megan Chapman. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Also excited to speak with y'all. Always awesome to hear what amazing, incredible work y'all are doing at the Kids House, and especially I know today is very timely. We'll talk about that a little bit, but want to back up just in case there's anyone in Pensacola who does not have familiarity with the mission of Gulf Coast Kids House and this just crucial part that y'all play in our community. So we all talk a little bit about that.
Of course. Thanks again for having us on. Happy to always inform the general public on what we do at Gulf Coast Kids House. But we essentially are a child advocacy center. And what that means is we bring together all of the different professionals and agencies in Escambia County that deal with child abuse cases. So everyone from law enforcement, the state attorney's office, the Department of Children and Families, our mental health counseling, our child protection team, we all come together under one roof, a really child-friendly facility, and provide all the services to that child and that family that's in need during this kind of crisis time within their lives. We're happy to be here. Unfortunately, a resource that needs to be here because our cause of child abuse, unfortunately, is very prevalent here in Escambia County.
Thank you so much for sharing a little bit more about that, because I feel like y'all are so present in the community, and I think people would understand, like, oh, Kids House, that's probably something important going on, and it's really cheerful, colorful logo, and it is, if you even go in the building, it looks like a beautiful, fun, safe place, and I know that that's not on accident, that really is by design to make this a welcoming place where kids do feel safe in a maybe a moment or a chapter where that's not the case at home or in their home life situation. So thank you for sharing a little bit more about that. And then I want to give you all a chance to share, you know, what's happening lately. What is the biggest news? Because you're always got stuff going on, even in 2020, not letting that stop the mission. It's been so interesting and impressive, like how creative you've gotten. So what's up next?
Good question. Seems to be the question of 2020. You know, obviously the world has kind of come to a halt as far as the fundraising world goes for us. Normally we're throwing big parties, having lots of fun events and ways for the community to come out and support us, learn more about child abuse. We do a lot of training out in the community. We do a lot of prevention education. And all of that has kind of been turned upside down, which has made our world more difficult and challenging. But we've been really blessed to work with a lot of different great groups that have still allowed us to come out, educate them. We actually have a Safe Kids Zone training now that's hosted online so that we don't physically have to go and teach people in person, which is obviously more difficult these days. We're also going virtual with our child abuse training for the school system. We were just granted an Impact 100 grant. And so those lovely ladies with their amazing philanthropy have granted us the opportunity to take all of our training that we normally deliver within the schools virtual. So we're going to be doing a combination of virtual learning and some really cool animated videos and trying to make it as engaging as possible to keep the attention of those little ones.
That is so incredible. And congratulations, by the
Thank
way,
you.
On the Impact 100 grant. So exciting. So much good stuff. I love the online training. And that was something, you know, before the world shut down, that y'all were already offering really accessible, available. I went through it, I think, maybe summer 2019? Is
yep.
that around the time
mm-hmm.
that y'all rolled it out? So that's been available for a while. And how awesome that resource was already in place and now expanding.
Absolutely. Yeah, we obviously didn't foresee this happening, you know, and now virtual learning is kind of where it's at. And so we were blessed to have that project already completed. We partnered with the Leadership Pensacola class of 2019 and launched that project in May of, I believe, 2019. And so, yeah, it's been a blessing for us. us because it's still been a way for us to continue our outreach in the community, continue that education so that, you know, reporting doesn't go down. Unfortunately, kids are less visible because they're not in school. They're doing virtual learning and things like that. They're not necessarily in the same places that normally would be, like their normal daycares and camps and all of those kind of things. So to continue to be able to reach those other people in their lives that we can continue to see reporting come in is really a blessing.
That is so awesome. And I know that there's a big momentous day coming up tomorrow. So we want to talk a little bit about November the 19th.
Yes, November the 19th is World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse. So we've been talking about Safe Kids Zone, and that is a online training to where you can learn how to recognize, report, and reduce child abuse here in Escambia County and in the whole state of Florida. We were granted an ID group called Brand on Us last year, and we've been working with ID group this year to basically somewhat rebrand the training program, but the content of the training program is still the same. So basically we're just changing the name, and we're going to go after those 30,000 individuals to reach the tipping point of Escambia County. So that campaign teaser goes live tomorrow with No Child Abuse, as in K-N-O-W, child abuse, because we all need to know child abuse. So the teaser comes out tomorrow, November 19th, on World Day of Prevention of Child Abuse. So tune in and check that out.
That is so incredible. I love that, the double entendre there with the K-N-O-W, because we all need to know. I'm glad you mentioned that this is across the state, because Florida is a mandatory report state, which, if you're not sure what that means, it's what it sounds like. If you see child abuse or you suspect you and you're 18 or older, you are required by law to report that. And so rather than that being like a scary, am I doing something wrong kind of feeling you should get from that, it's that you know, there is a responsibility to understand what that is and then the steps that you take, which is what I love the most about the Safe Kids Zone training, is that it really empowers you with knowledge. And so this campaign to know child abuse, and also, yes, like, no, we don't want child abuse at the same time, is, I think, just so smart and so timely. Is there anything significant about November 19th?
So there was a whole story behind it with child abuse number cases rising in the early 2000s and everything, and they made it a monumental day to recognize a World Day of Prevention of Child Abuse, because animals had rights before children have rights, and so it's just been a growing thing. But as well, April is also a month dedicated to Child Abuse Prevention Month.
So. I gotcha. And we've got a while until April, so I think good to keep it on, yes, the top of everybody's minds, especially, I know it is just a sad fact that, you know, this year, like you said, kids, it's not only that they're not more visible and not being in schools, but the stress and strain on the adults in the home has been, well, I guess we'll just use the word unprecedented, because that seems to be the term of 2020. And so that shows up, unfortunately, in, you know, negative outcomes for these kids. So glad we're not waiting all the way until April to talk about this again, especially now, like, going into the holidays, this resurgence of cases. I can only imagine that, y'all are going to, you know, stay busy, stay on the mission to be helping as many kids as possible. Where would you recommend people go if they want to, like you said, tune in, follow along? What's the best way for them to follow up and learn more?
The best place is ultimately our social media. So just go to Facebook or Instagram and go to Gulf Coast Kids House. Just simple as that, Gulf Coast Kids House, and you will see everything about K-N-O-W child abuse. And you can also go into that website, knowchildabuse.org, and it's a teaser little website of what the website is going to be, and you can type in your email and subscribe to keep email updates, because in December of 2020, it's going to go live. I just wanted to backpack off. You talked about how we're getting busy at Gulf Coast Kids House and the reporting cases staying up. I do want to inform everyone that since July to October, our cases and investigations with the Department of Children and Families located in Gulf Coast Kids House has gone up by 58%. So 58%. So in July, we saw about 64, 65 cases that month. And now all the way to October, we saw 101 new cases that month of severe physical abuse, sexual abuse, and neglect type cases within our DCF units located in our building. And to give some perspective, last year's October number was about 64. And this year's October is 101.
Wow.
So, yes.
Wow. So, if you weren't sure if the need is being addressed for as many people as humanly possible, and it is still rising. So, there is absolutely a need for education, for awareness, and for support. And so I'm just one more time want to say how grateful I am for the work that y'all do all day, every day. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C, speaking with Bradley Sanders and Megan Chapman of the Gulf Coast Kids House. So please stay with us, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Hey, Mom, I'm here to drive you to your doctor's appointment.
Oh, we finished early.
What do you mean?
With my Humana Medicare Advantage plan, telehealth appointments with my doctor are covered.
Wow, that's great.
Well, that's human care for you. Humana wants its members to get the care they need, even at home.
Humana offers new ways to focus on your health at home. Because Humana isn't just healthcare, it's human care. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Rusty!
Is it hot?
I just made out what the quarterback is signaling. It's not Omaha. It's Rusty. Rusty.
Yeah, ever since he's taken his car to Bobby Likas Auto Service, Rusty and his team of pros have certainly helped his game.
Now that he just takes his Lexus to Bobby Likas Auto Service, rather than driving over the bay for repair work, he has more time to practice.
Do what the pros do. Take your luxury vehicle to Bobby Likas Auto Service. Get yourself back in the game and your vehicle back on the road with your trusted auto experts at Bobby Likas Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway, or at carclinicservice.com.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
The tires on my car go all around. The tires on my car go all around.
Nobody pays too much attention to their tires until something goes wrong.
Let's keep those tires going all around for thousands of worry-free miles.
Come see us at Vinoy's Tires,
your local Tire Pros dealer.
Fridays are always fun and furry on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. Tune in every Friday at 10:30 for Frisky Friday as we spotlight animals that are looking for their forever home. As always, we're joined in studio by members of numerous local animal shelters, like the Escambia County Animal Shelter, the Pensacola Humane Society, and the Santa Rosa County Animal Services. That's every Friday at 10:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And on our Facebook page at News Radio 92.3.
Fox News every 30 minutes, 24/7.
They want to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying Joe Biden the winner.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
The Trump campaign back in court today.
In some cases, you win. Some cases, you lose. Most important thing is, this will be now our first established vehicle on our way to the Supreme Court.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani claims there are problems with the count of hundreds of thousands of ballots in Pennsylvania.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C, and I am speaking this morning with my friends from the Gulf Coast Kids House, Bradley Sanders and Megan Chapman, and we are talking all about tomorrow, November 19th, is Worldwide Awareness Day to prevent child abuse. Bradley, say the right words for me.
It is World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse.
That's the one. So across the world, we are all focusing on preventing and ultimately stopping child abuse. And the way that we do that is that we educate ourselves and know more about it. So KNOW, childabuse.org, is the place to go. And I am really, really excited because not only are y'all doing amazing work to help protect kids and families in our community, but you also brought me a present.
We come yes. bearing gifts.
Which is just above and beyond. And I feel like people need to know that these gifts are available as a holiday memento that you can give to others. And so I'm going to open this and I'm going to try not to cry, y'all, because this is so special. This is a beautiful handmade ornament of a little kid wearing a, I don't know exactly what's on his shirt, if it's Led Zeppelin or it's Harry Potter, but it could be either. But it's a tree ornament of this sweet little kid, and it comes with a note, and I'm going to try to read it to y'all. Gulf Coast Kids House is a children's advocacy center serving Escambia County. We combine all of the professionals and resources needed for the intervention, investigation, and prosecution of child abuse cases under one child-friendly facility. Our kid pins, so that's what I have here, a kid pin. They share the story of a child who came to Gulf Coast Kids House for healing and justice. Please enjoy this handmade ornament or feel free to wear it as a pen to help share the importance of stopping child abuse and the mission of Gulf Coast Kids House. Okay, that's beautiful. What is more beautiful is now there's a story here, and this says, my name is Sam and I am 2 years old. I get to live with my grandparents now because my mommy's boyfriend hurt me. I went to daycare with bruises on my neck and back, and my teacher called the police. My mommy must be angry at me for not listening to her boyfriend because she hasn't come to visit me once. Okay. Let me just say, y'all, you know, my background is in early childhood education. I'm a huge advocate. I did all the DCF online training modules, all that good stuff. This is some next level, like hands-on caring in our community. This is a child who is a neighbor and a friend here in our community who is now safe because, first of all, the teacher recognized and reported, and then Gulf Coast Kids House existed to help provide the services that this is a baby. It's 2 years old. That is, it's just incredible. I am so honored to have this pin. I want to wear it, and I want people to ask me all about it so I can tell them about Gulf Coast Kids House. But now I want to let y'all talk about how others can share in this. Really, it could be, you know, obviously it's a heavy topic, but there is good that can come out of this, and there are ways that you can help. So Megan, will you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely, I'd love to. Happy to share with you. Our kit pins are always a fan favorite. They're normally kind of donor exclusives at our events, and with 2020 and all the craziness that's going on, all of our events have been canceled or postponed, and so we still have awesome volunteers who continue to hand make these great little kid pins, and we want them to be shared with the community. And so if you would like to go and make a suggested donation of $25, you can actually own a kid pin. It'll come with its very own story. We can ship it to you or deliver it, or we can also, you are able to make a gift in honor of someone, and we will actually ship it directly to them as well for the holidays. So those are available right now on our website at gulfcoastkidshouse.org. You can check out our Facebook as well. There's plenty of posts there that can help direct you there. But we would love to help kind of share those stories, not only with our local community, but with anyone who you guys want to help us share our mission with, just in time for the holidays.
It is so awesome. Like this, I'm putting it on right now because this is a really nice magnet on the back. So it's called a kid pin, but you can magnet it. It also has this really cute little rustic piece of twine that can make it into a tree ornament. So it's a convertible gift here. There are lots of different things that you could do to show your support. And I love the idea that, like you said, you're willing to deliver it. So I'm thinking about everyone I would want to buy a Christmas gift for, you know, those people who just buy what they want for themselves anyway. Like, I'm thinking mostly men. Sorry, Bradley, throwing you under the bus there. But like, if you want it, you go buy it. So here's something that you could do in honor of someone else and to really spread some hope and some joy and some awareness, and also directly support the mission. So $25, like, come on.
And that does include shipping also. So, and we will ship it in the lower 48 states.
We were talking about that a little bit.
I know someone's going to want it shipped to Alaska or Hawaii or something like that. We will make it happen. Just may take a little bit longer than normal. But yeah, we would love to ship these wherever you guys would like them to go. But again, just check out our website. It's gulfcoastkidshouse.org. They can select either a boy or a girl, and a story similar to the one that you read about, Sam, will be attached to it. And we'll share different stories. So they'll vary.
It really is just so special. GulfCoastKidsHouse.org, y'all. If you haven't checked it out lately, or you haven't, if you never heard of it, then today's the day. Like, I encourage you, especially because, you know, 2020 is wrapping up. I feel like it's moving quick. So, like you said, if you need time and you're like me, you haven't done any shopping yet for your holidays. Now, like, what a perfect time. Like, no better time than right now, this moment, or tomorrow on the Worldwide Day, where we are all focused on education and awareness for child abuse prevention so that we can, I mean, eventually we would like to say there is no more child abuse, right? That's the ultimate goal here.
Of course. Yes. That's why we exist. That's why we focus so much on prevention education and finding creative ways to get our mission out there. Obviously, it's a cute little pin. Hopefully, someone's going to ask you about it. And that gives you the opportunity to kind of then share the story of Sam and share the story of Gulf Coast Kids House and what we're doing in the community for kids.
So awesome. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Bradley Sanders and Megan Chapman of the Gulf Coast Kids House. We're going to take a quick break, and then please stay with us. We'll be right back.
When all it takes is zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment, it all adds up to the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event going on now at Pete Bohr Imports. With zero out of pocket, you can sign then drive a 2020 Jetta S sedan for $242 per month, the Passat SE sedan for $298 per month, the Tiguan S VW 7-seater crossover for $296 per month, and the 2020 Atlas Cross Sport S for $387 per month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72-month financing on remaining 2020 models. It's the Sign Then Drive event, where absolutely zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment lets you drive a new Volkswagen home today from Pete Bohr Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Monthly payments for a 36-month lease and 12,000 annual miles with qualifying credit to PCI. 0% financing for 72 months excludes GTI, which is available at zero for 60 months. See dealer for complete details.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emerald Coast Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you applied for disaster assistance? If you have any uninsured losses resulting from Hurricane Sally and you're a resident, you could register for disaster assistance with FEMA and the SBA. FEMA has dispatched its personnel to mobile registration intake centers to answer questions. Once you register with FEMA, you may be referred to SBA. For information, visit BeReadyAlliance.org or disasterloanassistance.sba.gov for more information on the SBA. The deadline to register is December 1st.
At Bray Jewelers at Christmas is like static electricity. It's a warm family atmosphere. You can come in, pick your Christmas gifts, have some hot cocoa.
Jewelry makes people smile. It's something that you'll cherish forever and hand down to your family as the years go on.
For Christmas, I'm sure it gets a little tricky, especially for the lady who has everything. But trust me, when you come to Bray, we're gonna be able to find something that she does not have and that she's gonna love.
Deep climbing.
It's intercepted. Picked off of the 12. He will go down. He slides the promised land. Touchdown, FSU.
This is your home for FSU football.
15 to the 10. 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown to Mario Terry. He is scary. Intercepted. Picked off of the 33-yard line.
Noles win. Noles win. Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
Saturday morning at 11. FSU Clemson on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I've been speaking this morning with my friends from the Gulf Coast Kids House. And Bradley, I want to give you a chance real quick to like wrap it up for us. What's the, like the big key things that people need to remember from our conversation today?
So the big key things are that tomorrow, November 19th, is World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse. So stay tuned in with the Gulf Coast Kids House Facebook page and our Instagram. And keep up to date with nochildabuse.org, K-N-O-W, nochildabuse.org. And as well, we have our kid pin holiday ornaments for sale on our website. I mean, for a suggested donation, not for sale. They are for a suggested donation of $25, and that includes shipping. And as well, we also have Angel Tree Kids, where a anyone can contact Gulf Coast Kids House at 850-595-5800, and you could possibly get an Angel Tree Kid and go and buy Christmas presents or gift cards. We are highly encouraging gift cards this year for the clients and children of Gulf Coast Kids House. And we are asking for gift cards to the major retailers such as Walmart, Target, and Amazon.